NBC loved the pilot, ordering 13 episodes for the fall season. Brandon's Dump Fox campaign ended. The war was over and Gary David Goldberg had prevailed. Diane was in the studio that fateful night of the pilot taping. Although we hadn't formally let go of the relationship, by now she was settling into her new, old life in Vancouver. She'd come down to L.A. during the week of rehearsal, accompanied me to the post-show celebration, and was at my side as one well-wisher after another approached me with congratulations and compliments. Back at my apartment, Diane and I lay on the floor at the foot of the bed, tangled in bedsheets and passing between us a bottle of champagne I had boosted from the wrap party. By now it was 4 a.m. and the mood was bittersweet. Although we had only begun seeing each other in the months prior to my moving to Los Angeles, I'd known Diane since the first week of junior high. Now, looking into her brown eyes that night, I could see that she understood the impact of the evening's events and the direction that they would soon take me. Sweetly, generously, she said as much that night. "This is what you've always wanted, and I'm happy for you," she began. "Your life is going to be so different from now on, and I'm not going to be a part of it. I just want you to know that I understand. It's okay. This is not the kind of life I'm looking for, but you have to promise me you'll be careful. I'll be very upset if anything bad happens to you." She was right, of course. From that evening on, my life would never again be the same.